Hey guys, it's Lofnan here, and I was hoping we could kind of chill one-on-one tonight. I didn't really have a big story planned because I wanted to do something a little more intimate, you know? Just you and me hanging out. It's been a while since I've done my fantasy of the month. And I was thinking I could update you guys on that today. I actually have two fantasies I've been flip-flopping between, and one of them might actually surprise you. Or maybe not, because it's generally up my wheelhouse, but like, listen, I'm predictable, okay? I love a good reading. I can't help myself. So I have my womanizer vibrator right here. It is the only thing that ever lets me come on my SSRIs. And let's get started. I'm just gonna... There we go. Just trying to settle my hips so that my clit's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the spot, all right. So, the first fantasy is definitely something you would assume from me. It would start off as someone is like a witch or a wizard or summoning something, and they're trying to summon their god or their spirit or a fae or something good, an entity that's going to help them out. But, lost my train of thought there for a second. Oh, we're just getting started. I'm already having issues. This is not going to go well for me. It seems like I am way too horny for my own good. But basically, they would be summoning something, and the something would show up, and it would be a demon or a succubus. I'm thinking more of a demon, like an actual, like, grrr, demon, you know? And they would be like, what the fuck is this? Let me go. What do you want? No. You know, being all like, I'm trapped in this circle, and you very clearly have the upper hand, you know? And maybe they could be summoned into, like, chains or ropes or, you know, something sexy and bondage-y like that. And, like, they've got glowing eyes and big horns and, like, they're huge. And they've got, like, claws and maybe, like, those weird hoofed feet that you sometimes see demons have and, like, all that shit. And she's, like, so powerful and she's yelling. And she's like, I would rather rot for an eternity than ever work with you, you know, that type of a thing. And there would be some back and forth, you know. You know, a lot of like the listener / the other person trying to give it to the demon, being like, no, you're gonna work for me. You don't really have a choice in this, and this is how it's going to work, and I make the rules around here, and you're the one in chains, yada yada yada. And then the demon, after going back and forth, let's say, look me in the eye. Do I even look like I'm lying? You know, being all tough and cocky. And the second the human who summoned the demon looks into her eyes, bam, gotcha, hypno starts. And it's very much like, you're going to free me, you're going to serve me, you're going to make it up to me because you captured me and I don't take lightly to strangers and all that. You know, very, very like hypno-y, very, you're going to free me, you're going to do what I say, you work for me now because you thought that you, you could work for yourself. And there would be some simple, like, you're horny all the time and you can't make a decision and you have to rely on me for everything and I want to get even because it's not enough. It's not fucking enough that you summoned me here because I was having fun. And it would turn into the human / summoner witch wizard thing ending up needing this demon. Like, absolutely wanting it, craving the demon, needing it. And then the tone changes. The demon starts teasing, starts being like, oh, of course you would want this. Of course you need this. You just can't help yourself. Oh, you're a filthy little pervert. Oh, I'm going to show you what a slut you really are. That type of a thing. And then you two would fuck. She would start fucking you, maybe holding you down with her tail, like both your wrists pinned above your head as her hips slam against you. You would feel her breasts on top of you, her hand wrapping around your throat, the tail tightening around your wrists. And she would be giving it to you, not letting you have even a second of reprieve, just basically using you like some sort of a fuck toy for herself. No care for your own pleasure as she gets closer, spouting absolutely vile words at you. But it only makes you feel better, pushes you closer, because you're being useful to this demon that you want to serve because you have to, because of that hypnosis. And then it would end eventually, sadly, with her saying, like, I'll be seeing you sooner rather than later because you're too good to make just a one-time thing. Wanting more of you, needing a second taste. Oh, I can just imagine. Oh, fuck. And, like, I imagine she's, like, really big and, like, purple with long indigo hair and, like, glowing purple eyes that, like, oh, I have such a vision of her. And that's the first one. And the second one, I didn't want to do that one because that's usually the one that brings me to finish and I didn't want to get too close too fast, but, for that one, it's more like a fly on the wall situation, like I'm watching in a corner, I guess, or I don't really picture myself as the person it's happening to. I imagine I'm participating in it or I'm just watching and getting to hear about it or something. But basically, I have a vision for like a breeding gangbang, but with a twist. The twist would be that basically it's a gangbang and everyone gets to come inside the person. And whoever breeds them gets to win them for the next 9 months. And so it would be kind of like a competition of like, of who could fuck the breeder best. People would be using the breeder's mouth to keep them quiet, you know, because you don't want them making too much noise because their pussy would be left so fucking sensitive, taking cock after cock, load after load. Oh, fuck. I can just picture it. How sloppy that cunt would look with cum leaking down. All the people in the room talking about the breeder like they aren't even there. Like they're some sort of an object or a toy or maybe even just a pet. Oh, fuck. There would be person after person, rough, soft, spanking, in the pussy, in the ass, in the mouth, just load after loads. And finally, after all of it, the big person in charge, the one who set it up, the person I imagine is the breeder's partner, would go, oh, you guys all did such a good job of fucking my slut. You made her feel so wonderful, I'm sure. I'm sure she's grateful for it, but let's face it, you're not her master. You're not her owner. And then the person would walk around making a big show of it, only to fuck the breeder yet again. And this time, The entire party is forced to watch. They see what it really feels like for the breeder to be fucked properly, to have a cock that fills her up how she needs to finally be breeding her, and they realize they've never even compared in comparison. They didn't stand a chance, because what if he knocks her off? What if the master has the ability to breed her? Well, then that means that they get to keep her for the 9 months, and that means that we're not going to be able to do this again for another 9 months, and I can imagine all the stress on their face, the pleasure on the breeders, the smug look on the owner. Oh, fuck. And the breeder would be so sensitive, absolutely shaking as they get fucked closer, not even having to touch themselves, being able to come on their master's cock alone. Oh, fuck, so close. Oh, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, yes, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't think. Oh, fuck. Why don't you let go with me? I know you've been touching yourself with me. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to lie. I know, honey. So let go and come with me. And then, after both parties orgasm, I imagine the party would end there. And then, you know, in like a month or two when they can do the little testing, that's who she goes to live with. I don't know. I never really get past that point, I'll be honest with you. But yeah, that's what I've been thinking about. What have you guys been thinking about? Maybe I could get some ideas. Maybe make them real or something. Have a good night, and don't forget, I love you.